Yesterday's testimony came in waves that were driven in part by two massive union rallies. The first at around noon drew 10,000 people outdoors, another 3,000 people inside the Capitol. The second yesterday evening drew thousands more, mostly teachers. Afterwards, as they entered the Capitol building chanting "Kill the Bill," many signed up for the chance to testify. Sun Prairie teacher Brad Lutz encouraged everyone to speak to slow the bill down.
Everybody has a right to be heard. It's a democratic society. You know, I don't understand why it would be a problem to let every single citizen that wants to be heard, be heard.
The protests were fiery but civil, as was the hearing itself. The one exception came at around 9 o'clock when a line of people who wanted to speak were told they could no longer sign up. Those chants eventually died down. At around 3 o'clock, Republicans who run the Budget Committee officially closed down testimony over the objections of Democrats like Senator Bob Jauch.
Let's not decide that at 3 o'clock we've heard enough. A democracy is not on a time clock.
While the official hearing closed, the Capitol remained open. Jauch and other Democrats called their own public hearing to let the remaining audience, mostly UW students, say their pieces. The Finance Committee itself reconvenes later today to vote on the governor's budget repair bill. And while Democrats view yesterday's event as a PR win for their side, Republicans insist they have the votes to pass this plan out of committee and the full legislature. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.